This type of inscribed stone is usually found only in Ireland or the far western fringes of Britain. These lines represent the oldest form of the Irish language.
Michael, what is this stone?
Well, it's a small Roman column. But what's very different about it is it's got this inscription on it, in Ogham. And this transliterates into a man's name, Tabicatus. And here on this line, he's beginning to describe his lineage, just as you'd find on any Ogham stones.
I mean, I've seen these, you know, tucked away in graveyards in Ireland or in the middle of fields surrounded by trees.
Yes.
But here it is, yes. An hour's drive from London.
Away, away, away from other finds of such stone.
It's extraordinary to me, this idea that you have an Irishman who sets out, settles among people from everywhere, from all corners of the empire. Yes. It truly was a multicultural, multilingual world that he lived in.
Yes. And it's not just the one person, but it's a group. It's a family and it's other people supporting a community. Now, it may be he was a big figure. He was a local king. I mean, who knows? Because we have another Celtic man from another end of Roman town story up in Wroxeter who did describe himself as a king. So you may have had Irishmen who had his domain here in those sort of end days of the Roman world in the 5th, 6th century.
The Roman Empire in which Tabicatus lived was already in decline, but its impact was still profound. Christianity had become the state religion. Clerics were dispatched all over Europe to spread the word. The faith that would come to be seen as a core part of Irish identity was brought to an island steeped in the worship of pagan gods. Rome's first bishop to Ireland was dispatched in AD 431. He was Palladius, the son of a Roman general, who found by one account that the fierce and cruel men did not receive his doctrine readily.